This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Did you see? Closed movie theaters and ballparks during the pandemic has upended the popcorn market. Well, peanuts, too. Marketplace's Andy Euler checks in with a peanut farmer in West Texas as the harvest time nears.
When I caught up with Grayson Wilmoth on the phone, he was driving through his farm in Dilley, Texas, about an hour southwest of San Antonio, and he was a little distracted.
A whole bunch of coyotes running across the peanut field as I'm talking to you. I'm sorry, but...
And those coyotes can really mess up a peanut field. Wilma's fields are nice and green right now. He's only a few weeks from harvest. He needs all hands on deck, something that's hard to pull off right now.
My employees have had tested positive for COVID. My wife and I also tested positive about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So we've had to deal with that through the entire growing season of these peanuts being short-staffed.
He says nobody on his farm got too sick, so work was able to continue as long as people were quarantined in their own pickup trucks and tractors. What's more, he says the federal government strongly encouraged farmers like him to keep producing during the pandemic.
And that's what made things complicated, is that, you know, they're pushing us to keep growing food, obviously. They want us to keep working while everybody else is getting to stay at home.
And at home, Americans are eating a lot of peanuts. Ryan LaPCA with the National Peanut Board says consumption is at an all-time high.
We saw peanut butter sales up in March 75% year over year.
About 80% of the peanuts grown in the U.S. are runner peanuts, which are overwhelmingly ground into peanut butter. Almost half of the peanuts grown in Texas are that variety. Shelley Nutt is the executive director of the Texas Peanut Producers Board.
We've got all these parents working from home. They're needing quick, easy meals for their kids, or they're telling their kids, hey, go fix yourself some lunch. Kids are going to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches again, which has been great for our industry.
Great for the peanut industry, sure, but a spike in demand means more work.
They need all hands on deck shelling peanuts. And every time someone gets sick, they're out for 2 weeks and they're having a shortage of help on the plant floor.
She says peanuts have seen a climb in price over the last 4 or 5 months and are still trending up for now. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.